Good morning. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. This week you're coming to a little different spot. I don't usually broadcast from a preschool classroom. Elementary school class streaming multiple events, over a dozen, half a dozen events today with graduations. So this was the best spot for the technical team to put us up. So we go from 1 week in the Beis Medrash. This week, this is the younger Beis Medrash. So, but it's all good. So I'd like to thank you for joining us over here. The title of this week's share, I think is a cute play on words. It's called the Halachos of Social Distancing. The Halachos of Social Distancing. And the subtitle is the Isser of Yichud. And, you know, we're living in a world today where social distancing is the norm, or at least what you call the new normal. And, you know, people are struggling to get used to it, to adapt to it, to figure out all different types of circumstances, scenarios. Same simple things we used to do in life are now all more complicated because we want to do it in a socially distant, safe manner. So in thinking about it, it's quite interesting that really in Judaism and Halacha, social distancing has been going on for hundreds, really thousands of years. The concept, which we'll soon see the background, the concept of social distancing is clear-cut halacha, and maybe it's a whole different type of social distancing, but really a similar yesod, similar basis, is that we have to be careful for putting ourselves or getting into situations which could be dangerous for us. Same way we have to be careful about situations that could be dangerous for our physical well-being. The Torah and our Chazal, our rabbis, understood that we have to be careful not to find ourselves in situations which are bad for our spiritual health. And the intermingling between the genders is something which could lead to problems. And it's very logical that there should be boundaries, there should be barriers, there should be distancing. I believe reading a story not too long ago about one of our highest officials in the land, not the highest, but maybe the second to highest, who is supposedly a religious Christian who himself took upon himself the idea that he never meets one-on-one with a woman. He always has someone else with him. And quite an amazing thing from a non-Jewish person who was not blessed with the halachos of Yichud on some level. I don't know if he fills all the dinim, we'll see. Maybe he has two women with him. Who knows? But Maisa, these halachos are important, are logical. Same way we have to social distance from health issues, huadin, so too we have to be careful from spiritual, from dangerous situations. And the halachic nafkaminas of Hilchos Yichud are far. It's a very important sugya, and it's probably not so well known, definitely not mastered, all the intricacies of halacha. I went through the yeshiva's catalog 10 years ago. Rabbi Sharfman gave a share from this topic, beautiful share. I recommend people listening there. Today's share, I think, will be in some ways similar, in some ways different. And it really is a tough topic. I happened to see a quote from the Bnei Yeshua. It was a major Achron in Gemara, where he says, there's a Gemara here regarding Yichud that he spent 30 years on. He didn't understand the Gemara. He says for 30 years. Bnei Yeshua went through a lot of tough Gemaras. So it's something that definitely needs clarification and needs people getting into situations. It's kedai to speak to a Rav. These are very relevant halachas, very important. Just to give you some potential places where Yichud gets involved with, you know, Yichud could be something which could affect people with just a simple thing. You're a couple, you're going away for a night, for a few hours, and you hire a babysitter. So there are potential issues. You're hiring a female babysitter or a male babysitter. What are the ages of your children? That itself could be tricky issues with Yichud. You're not in the house, you're having someone else come there. There might be Yichud issues between your children and the babysitter. Person goes to the doctor, especially different genders, male doctor, female doctor, and doctor, you're alone in the office, in the examining room. How does that work? Moshe Feinstein has tshuvas on this stuff. Not necessarily so simple. People not aware, the halachas of Yichud may not apply to relatives, meaning biological relatives, parents, grandparents, siblings, but they would apply to stepchildren. They would potentially apply to adoptive children. And it makes for tricky circumstances. Someone just told me they had they heard of a Shiloh where, look, a grandson was going to spend time with a grandmother who wasn't well and needed someone to stay by them. Except that grandmother was a step-grandmother. He wasn't a biological grandchild. It was his grandfather's second wife. And the grandfather's not alive anymore. It's just this grandma that potentially gets into Yichud areas. And there are so many ramifications. And today's share is just going to touch on some basic yesodos with important clarifications of Heterim. But the main area which I want to focus in is Yichud in the workplace. People go to work, and you have an environment over there of different people collaborating, working together. And within the workplace, there definitely could be times where you come across halachas and instances of Shilos and Yichud. If anything, I was thinking about it. In our new world, our new normal that we're dealing with right now, it might make for more problems with Yichud. You know, post-corona, it hasn't been necessary so much time in many cities, states to try this all out. But the idea, which is going around the business world, is businesses could really get by with less workers inside their office. And a lot of people, either the entire time, part of the week, whatever it is, could get by working at home. So obviously if you're working at home and everything's good in your house, which, you know, you never know, you could have cleaning ladies, babysitters, that also is issues we talked about, mentioned before. But in the workplace itself, if the workplace is going to have less traffic there, less people there, that itself could be a problem, a potential problem, that you might find yourself in the situation. You're in the office. It used to be a very busy office. It never were yichud issues. But now, today, with a lot of people adjusting their hours, adjusting their workspace, working from home, you might find yourself in an office, and oh my gosh, like, it's only me and her, and me and them. What do we do? So that's the area we want to hone in on, the workplace, and perhaps give some practical applications and shilas when it comes to yichud. The background, let's begin. The Isser of Yichud is really the best place to study it. It is the last few blot in the Seches Kedushin. The Mishnah and the Gemara and the Af Peh Amud Beis talk about really the sources of the Isser Yichud. The Gemara even uses the language Remez Liyichud Min HaTorah Minayin. And they quote a pasuk, not so simple how they darshan it from the pasuk, but many poskim do say that there is a din yichud midaraisa, especially if we're talking about arayos, if we're talking about forbidden relationships, that would be a din of yichud midaraisa, including in that is a married woman, Eishes Ish, Arayos. At the same time, beyond the Yisuri Daraisa, there's also Yichud with someone who's not an Erva, someone who's not a direct forbidden relationship, like a married woman, but even a single woman, there would be an Isser Yichud. We know that's a famous Gzera from David HaMelech's Beis Din. Second straight week, we will touch on some Navi here and a couple other spots where David HaMelech was goes through this after the unfortunate incident with Tamar, and there are many things which are included in Yisuri Darbanan of Yichud, and thus there's something to be reckoned with. Isser Yichud, point out, is an Isser regardless of whether something improper happens afterwards. It's not the idea that, look, if something bad happens afterwards, what you did is wrong. But really, the Isser Yichud is if something is the etzah, for you to violate that Isser, even if nothing happened afterwards, still was 100% usser. Many cases, Isser Daraisa, in some cases, Isser Darabanan. Now, what is, I'll start with the age. At what age does the Isser Yichud come about? And these are the Farish. Gemara talks about this. Poskim say Farish. One is not accustomed to seeing these Gemaras or the Poskim, they might be quite surprised. But with a boy, the Isser Yichud begins at the age of 9. Very common. A 9-year-old boy still needs a babysitter. My third grader is 9 years old. He definitely needs a babysitter. And by girls, it's even younger. It begins at the age of 3. So these are not simple things. So babysitter halachas, you know, hiring a babysitter that involves the din of checking out, okay, how do I get around problems of yichud? If both, now the dinim of yichud are incumbent upon any adult male or female in Klal Yisrael. If you have a situation of an 11-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy, and obviously below that, that would not be yichud, because each of them on their own are not mechuyev in it. But really with everything, obviously you should make sure in all circumstances. You know, some things may not fit the exact qualification. It might be mutar atzichah, but still not a smart idea. Someone just told me a story how the yeshiva bacher, who was, you know, one of these Eretz Yisrael situations, for Shabbos, had a thing with his cousin, and he knew there might be yichud issues, so he knew some of the halachas. In fact, I'll share it in a moment. You know, the iser yichud is not just for one man to be alone with one woman. The iser yichud would be for a man to be alone with two women also. And according to Poskim, five women, six women. But this Bacher knew of the situation, knew some halachas about yichud, so he's like, "Don't worry, Rebbe, I worked it out. I'm going to be staying for Shabbos. It's me and my first cousin." And I told her, she went with three friends, be four girls. So this way I'm getting around the yichud. So there is a tzad in halacha that that's okay. But the Rebbe said to him, "Can I have the number of your Rosh Yeshiva?" Posek said. The guy's like, "What? I want to recommend that you not accept it back into the yeshiva after Shabbos." Like, certain things, even if I'll be halacha, that might fit the letter of the law, it's just not smart. It's not a smart situation, and that does not look good. So, you have to know. So again, the iser yichud by a man is not just one man and one woman. It would extend at least to one man with two women. But three and above is machlokas actually between Rashi and Tosas. Tosas holds it does not matter how many women, one man with women is always usur, aside from certain heterim, which we'll get to. Certain scenarios which potentially could be a heter. But three plus women, according to Rashi, is a means for a heter. Practically speaking, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zegras Moshe, says one should be machmer, and they should not, in normal circumstances, rely on the heter of three plus women. But, okay, that is a potential area, which maybe we'll get to later, for heterim. Another interesting halacha is this only applies to, there's a chilk between one man with two women, which we just said is asur, versus the reverse case, two men with one woman. There, Pashtus, Mishnah, Gemara would learn that that is mutter. And the difference between two men and two women is by two women, there's a fear that one wouldn't stop the other if they were involved in something improper. But by men, the idea is the average man would be embarrassed to do something improper in front of another man. That's assuming the man, both of these men, are of good stature. The halacha does talk about the person who you define as a paritz, a person who has no morals, then all these halachas are out. Even as it is, the Ramah does paskin that two men are mutter. The Mechaber, though, goes like the Rambam sheet, and the Rambam is machmer by two men. So it's interesting. This is actually halach nafkamina between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. An Ashkenazi would be allowed, Me'ikar Adin, for him to be, if you have, get to an office where you have three people, two lawyers, let's say, working together, and one female secretary, assuming both men are of good moral standing, Jewish men of good moral standing with that woman, then that would be okay, LP the Ramah. But if they're Sephardim, it would not be okay. Not because they're less trustworthy, but rather because, Adam, I didn't say that. But rather because the halacha, the Sfarim Machmer, like the Rambam Shita, that two men is not good enough for a heter. I would also mention, I'm going through the early Gemaras over here, they talk about, till I mentioned in passing, the idea of a man who has high morals versus a man who does not have a paritz. The Mishnah talks about, what about a person who's around women a lot? And this is, many people fit into this category. Misha Oskov Imanashim, person who has a lot of dealings with women. And there are multiple scenarios. You can have a doctor who has lots of female patients. You can have a man who runs a business which is frequented by women. Women are there all the time. And these men potentially, even where they're heterim for other men, like for example, this heter which Rashi brings of 3+ women would be mutter, that does not apply to a man who's constantly around women. And the idea behind it, Rashi explains, is both ways. His barriers, his guard, as well as the women's guard, is down. They're there all the time. And I would use derogatorily the word, they're hamish with each other. The boundaries are not there that you would have by normal separate genders. And thus, that man is more dangerous than the average man. He's no one saying he's a paritz, no one saying he's immoral, but just the natural barriers are not there, and some of the heterim which we might apply to regular men would not apply to me, Shahuskov and Nashim, to a person who's around women. And this actually would make for more problems potentially with a doctor. Yet there is a shita of the Rambam, and this or Moshe does bring down, that at the same time someone who's a doctor or someone who's a businessman, Ramosha says it by a doctor, I want to be careful, I don't want to extend it, but Rav Moshe says a doctor who's focused and taru, busy with his job, that if anything might even make it better. So you're dealing with so many different factors. There's so many nuances in these halachas. Every detail is important when the person comes to ask a shayla about yichud. They have to explain their situation, who are they normally around, who are the clients, what's the whole situation. So that is basically, I think, a decent background of the halachas of yichud. Again, we clarified that there yichud is for sure one-on-one. One man, one woman, that's yichud. But on the women's side, it definitely would expand. One man with two women would also be a problem. Three and more women is a machlokas. The Moshe says to be machmer. And the reverse cases, two men with a woman is a machlokas machaber ramah. Ashkenazim paskim like the ramah, that's mutter. But these are for general people, not for someone who is involved with women. One other halacha I'll share from that gemara is the gemara brings up a concept of ishto misham raso, of a man's wife watches him. Women are smart, and there's an idea that a woman watches, mashgiach, checks out her husband. And thus, if a woman's around her husband, even lav dafka, she's in the same room, but she's around, so then that potentially is a heter. Again, that also would be a heter, which we say, at least according to Tosas, that it does not apply to a guy who's around women all the time, because there's just too many circumstances and it's too challenging. You know, a woman's, you know, might have other obligations too. Lav dafka, her eye will be focused on her husband every minute. But there is a concept of ishlo misham raso, the wife watches a man, which also would be a potential heter. So a man would be allowed to be alone, even according to Tosos. You know, let's say Moshe says it's halacha, right? Four women, one man will not be allowed to be with, but if his wife is around, that would be different. So these are some basic background halachas when it comes to yichud. What I would like to spend time on now, and that's what I put on the sheets, is the Gemara on Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, in Kedushin, which goes through and sort of even connects, brings together, two halachas of yichud, two heterim for yichud, which are two major, very important heterim. The heter of Baila Be'ir, and the heter of Pesach Pesurach Losha Sarab. So I'm going to read through the Gemara, towards the top of your page. Amar Rabba, Baila Be'ir, if a woman's husband's in the city, in Choshishim Mishom Yichud, don't have to be worried about Yichud. It's interesting, right? The Gemara doesn't say the husband, I just mentioned before, about a woman, a man's wife watching him. The Gemara uses the language Ishto Misham Rasam, that his wife watches him. Here the Gemara just uses a more generic term, Baila Be'ir, her husband is in the city. And many poskim say there is a difference between the two. Ishto, by the man, men need the wife to be around. Not enough that she's somewhere in the city shopping. She's got to be around him. As opposed to the man and the man's relation vis-a-vis his wife, Ba'il Be'ir, or some folks will say, it doesn't have to be anywhere there, it could be at work. But there's a certain fear because her husband's around. It's not around, bombished outside, but that itself, the sphere of influence that a husband would have vis-a-vis his wife, and a shmira for doing something improper, Baila Be'ir is good enough. And, you know, it's amazing when you go through these Gemaras, you see the intricacies of the understanding of the human relationship between a man and a woman, and playing out these scenarios. And Chazal were very specific and were not afraid to take very defined positions in the understanding of the male nature and the female nature. Amazing. So, Baila Be'ir in Choshishim Mishim Yichud, the Gemara says that if the husband's around, you don't have to be worried about Yichud. I'll come back to this in a moment. Amar of Yosef, Pesach, you know what? Probably the smartest way to do this is to stop here. Now, the simple, I think, pshat one would read in Baila Be'ir in Choshishim Mishom Yichud is the pshat that Tosa says that you look on the side, I have Tosas, Veneer or Lafarish, the last two lines of Tosas. In Choshishim Klal Mishom Yichud, Va'afil Yisura Leka. Tosas learns pshat here in the Sugya that Baila Be'ir is a complete heter, and absolutely no isser involved. In Choshishim Mishom Yichud means practically a man is enclosed in a room with a married woman. Okay? Doing business together, some meeting, a man is alone with a married woman. But Baila Be'ir, as long as her husband's in town, a poskim do talk about this in fascinating machlokas of Moshe and the Chazon Ish. This is the instance where Moshe is the machmer and the Chazon Ish is the mekel. Is what happens if he's, you know, you're in you live in Long Island and your husband's working in the office in Manhattan. He's still one of those people who have to commute. So what happens over there? So that far, Moshe says, look, he's far away there until he gets to the house with traffic. You know, it could be a long amount of time. And the Moshe does not give a heter for that case. The Chazon Ish does. He still says there's a certain fear on a wife and she wouldn't do anything. But for sure, if the husband's closer by, that's Baila Be'ir. He has an office, he's around, he's shopping, it's not so far away. So Baila Be'ir in Choshet Mishum Yichud, so the man and the married woman could be alone in the room, 100% mutter if the husband is around. That is Tosus's understanding of the Gemara. Rashi, on the other hand, which is in the beginning, quoted in the beginning of this Tosus, so let's go back to the beginning. He quotes Pirish Bekuntres, in Choshin Lahalkas. Rashi learns this Gemara, when Achosh is to give you Malkas. That obviously in times of Bezdin, if a man and a woman would be secluded, they'll be punishable by Malkas. And Rashi says, you know what? Baila Be'ir in Choshim Mishum Yichud, we don't be afraid that something bad happened, and therefore we're not going to give them Malkas. But we would still say, Rashi learns, Mashma Mitoch Be'irisho, Ha'isura Miha Ikka. But there is an Isser. So there's a very interesting machlokes, Rashi and Tosos. Really, is Baila Be'ir a heter or not? Tosos says it is. That fear that a woman has, that her husband's around, is a heter and nothing's going to go wrong. Rashi, on the other hand, says no. Baila Be'ir is not a heter. And I came across the Sefer HaMakna, which is an Achron here on Kedushin, has two potential sources from Navi. I couldn't resist. After all this feedback, people are so excited that I touched on the halachas of Navi. So the Makna brings two potential rayas from Navi that we hold like Rashi. The Rashi is correct. The Baal Be'er is not a heter. His first raya is from Dvorah. What does the pasuk in Shoftim say? Where did Dvorah, we know, have this fascinating position, which is probably a good subject matter for a shir, probably well misunderstood. But Dvorah was a neviya. Dvorah was a shofet for Klal Yisrael. She was a judge. And where would she meet with people? Where would she judge? Pasuk says, Tachar Tomar Devorah. She'd be sitting under this tree, but it was outside. She didn't have a private indoor office. She was sitting outside. Makna points out, why did she need to do this? Why couldn't she have a nice private office? Most Rabbanim have offices inside, right? At least pre-corona. And especially people come by, they have to talk. You know, sensitive topics, private matters, people feel more comfortable. Rabbinic counseling is classically done, you know. Okay, we don't have booths like they have in certain places, but inside of the office, right? Not everything's a confessional. But we have places inside offices, closed doors. Why did Devorah not utilize a system like that? And the Makna says it must be because, and she was a married woman, she was Ashes Lapidus, must be like Rashi, the Baal Be'er is not a heter. That is what the Makna wanted to say. However, on that proof, I found the Shal Shuvah's Binyan Tzion hits back, and there's a Medrash of Talmud Ve'el Yahu that says, her husband was named Lapidus because she would make things for the Beis HaMikdash and she would send him there all the time. He'd be delivering things to Beis HaMikdash. And that means her husband was home a lot. He was away. Thus, if he was away, so that wouldn't be the Din of Baal Be'ir. Interesting defense. And therefore, a disproof to the Makna's idea for Rashi. But he brings another proof. He doesn't give up the Makna. He says, you go further in Nach, in Malachim Beis, with the story of Elisha and the Isha Shunamis. Over there it says, that when Elisha spoke with this woman, Vatamo b'pesach, and she stood in the doorway. So the Magda wanted to be medayik. Why is the pasuk telling me that she's standing in the doorway? What's the significance of that? I'll tell you, because she didn't invite him into the house, because she was afraid of Yichud. She was a married woman. As we see from here, the Baal Be'er is not a valid heter. That's what the Makkah wants to say. Okay. Mr. Meiroff, I know you have a good bikias and Navi, you want to knock up that right off. Okay, we'll talk. But there is support for Rashi Shita that Baal Be'er is not a heter. However, halacha l'maisa, we do paskin the Baal Be'er as a heter. We do paskin like Tosos. And in fact, Tosos himself has quite a strong question on Rashi to disprove Rashi's position. And that proof is from the following Gemara. I'm going to skip a line. The Gemara says, Rabibi Ikla Labi Rav Yosef. Next Gemara. The Gemara says, the Rabibi came after they had dinner. Amaluhu Shako Dargin Tusa Bibi. So it seems like Rav Yosef and his wife had an attic where they had a guest room. So Rabibi came by to stay by the guest room. And there was a ladder going between the guest room, the attic, and the downstairs part of the house. So the line was, hey, we better get rid of this ladder. Why do we have to get rid of this ladder? Because of potential yichud issues. Yichud between Rav Bibi and Rav Yosef's wife. Frek to Gemara, that's the story. So the Gemara analyzes the story. Va'amar Rabba, if the husband's around, we don't have to be afraid about yichud. So what the Gemara is challenging, since we know there's a rule, Baal Be'er is a heter, we're not choshish for yichud by Baal Be'er. So why do they have to go through the business of taking away the ladder? There's a problem here, the husband's around. That's the Gemara's question. Now stop there a moment. That question only makes sense if we read the Gemara like Tosas did. That Baal Be'er is a complete heter. But if you read the Gemara like Rashi, that Baal Be'er itself is usser, but the only thing Baal Be'er does is maybe you'll get malchus for it. But really, 100% a man can't be alone with a woman because of Baal Be'er. So then the Gemara wouldn't have a question. You want to understand why they had to take away the ladder? Because there's an Isser Yichud here. Baal Be'er doesn't help for that. From the grip of the Gemara's question, it's clear that the Gemara doesn't seem to be learning like Rashi. Rashi can't fit into this Gemara. And there are Acharonim that try to answer Rashi, but it's not simple. So that's the Gemara's question. So far, practically, halacha, Shulchan Aruch comes out, Baal Be'er 100% is a heter, right? You look in the Shulchan Aruch, Isha Shabbal Be'er, in Choshin, Lesiachinima, Neshe'imas Baal Olah. All the halachas of Yichud are in Port Nevin Ezer, Simin Chav Beis. This is clearly brought the halacha. We baskin Kepashlis Lactosis. And this Gemara is a strong proof against Rashi. So that's why practically we do have up our sleeves the potential if the woman is a married woman and her husband is around. Okay? Rav Moshe says if we machmer, he can't be working away. And we'll see there are some other, there's a Piskei Tshuva brings an important thing. She has to be in her house or a place where her husband knows exactly where she is. If the husband will come home, the wife is not there, she went out somewhere else, it's not so simple. I'm not sure how that affects nowadays with cell phones, and you could always be in contact with your wife and always find out where she is. But Baal Be'er is a very practical, important heter, which many times is a means to get out people from tricky situations of Yichud. Baal Be'er. Now, I think it's important to read one more line of the Gemara, because the Gemara's answer to this question is so important because it qualifies this thing. Again, the Gemara has a question that Rabbah, you told me Baal Be'er is a full heter. How do you explain this circumstance with Rabibi and Rav Yosef's wife, where they were talking about getting rid of the stairs to prevent them going from the attic downstairs, afraid of Yichud? Why are they doing that? Yosef was a husband. He was around. Baal Be'er. So look at the Gemara. The Gemara says back, Shani Rav Bibi Yishar Vinay Havoy V'Gaisiba. Rav Bibi was different because he was a Shoshavina. It's hard exactly to translate Shoshavina. Rashi over there says Balas Bris. He was very close with Rav Yosef's wife. They grew up together. He took her under his wing. The Gaisipa, and there's a connection there. What the Gemara is saying is a very important qualification. Granted, there's a Hetter Baal Be'er, but that's for basically two people who don't have much of a relationship between them. But when you have two people that have a certain closeness, Libo Gaspa is the lashon that the poskim bring, then you don't have a Hetter Baal Be'er. And this too is qualified in the Shulchan Aruch. You look at the third line in the Shulchan Aruch there, Vimhaya ze gaspa. And the Shulchan Aruch gives three examples. Higon shegadla imo, she grew up with him. O shuhi kruvoso, or she's a relative. Obviously not a sibling, but a relative, a cousin. Cousins don't make it better. It makes it worse. Oh, in Kinoma Baila, or Chas HaShalom, there was some situation where it looked like there were things going on between the man and this woman. Lo Yisyachlima, Afapisha Baila Be'er. One is not allowed to be Miyach with this woman, even if her husband's in town. So Baila Be'er is a heter, but we see from here, not a complete heter. Not in all circumstances. So that's the heter of Baila Be'er. One additional heter the Gemara brings right together here is Rav Yosef's heter. Amar Rav Yosef, Hasa Basurach L'Shus HaRabim, if the man and woman are in a room, but the door is open to the Rishus HaRabim, Ein Choshesh Misham Yichud, you don't be afraid about Yichud. And Pashup Shad over here, there is no Rashi that qualifies it, and the way the Chidah, everyone agrees. Pesach, Pesuach, L'Rishus HaRabim, if you have a door that's open to public, L'Rishus HaRabim, it's good. That also is a heter for Yichud. And here too, the post of debate, going back to earlier Achronim, what exactly does it mean, Pesach, Pesach, L'Rishus HaRabim? There are those that say that all it means is the door is unlocked. The physical door could be closed, but the door is unlocked. There are other poskim saying you have to go further. The actual door has to be opened. That's a shaila amongst modern poskim. How do we find Pesach, Pesach, L'Rishus HaRabim? But I saw it's interesting. I saw Rabbi Yoshev said this, and I also found Yaakov Kamenetsky said a very practical understanding of these two tzadim, is they brought down that if you want to know the difference of whether the door has to be fully opened or whether just unlocked, it depends on the type of city that you live in. If you live in the type of city that people leave their doors unlocked, people could just come in. So then that would be sufficient to unlock it for a din pasuk so vicious around. But if you live in a town where you lock the doors at night, or maybe not just at night, during the day too, the doors are locked, and therefore just to have the door closed but unlocked, people don't know to check necessarily that this is a hacker, this is something different. So therefore, in such a case, you would need to physically open the door, show that something going on over here, that pass up service just around them. So this is also a major, major practical heter that people rely upon, is if someone alone, the Baalei Be'ir is only gonna work if we deal with a married woman. And it means a currently married woman. It doesn't mean a woman who once was married. A widow, a divorcee, would not have a heter Baalei Be'ir. Someone who is right now married as a heter of Baalei Be'ir. Anyone not like that, would not have that heter. The heter, which is commonly used, pass up a soap, which is robbing. You open up the door, whether physically or unlock it, talk to different poskim. But that is a heter which is commonly used. So now that we have, I hope, some clarity, specifically in these heterim, these two big heterim of Pesach Pesach L'Shus Harabim and Baalei Be'ir, I would like to now come back to our workplace shilas. Okay? A guy is at work. Remember the new normal. Many people are working from home. And one element of halacha as I can go through, you know, I didn't touch on everything here with Hilchos Yichud. There are chilukim sometimes between whether the instance of Yichud is happening during the day or happening during the night, but that's looking at other points. So you have a workplace. You have a man and a woman, one on one. That's for sure is potential for Yichud. He said even one man with multiple women is also potentially an issue of Yichud. And here's what I want to get involved with, this qualification that the Gemara gave at the end. Libo gospel, if someone has a connection. And this is something I saw brought down in Poskim, which is a very important halacha. Where you a workplace environment is usually worse than the average case. If a guy just happens to go to a doctor and this, okay, look, there's potentially the heter we talked about, Baalei Be'ir, that's Pesuach, multiple women, according to some shitas. We saw at the end of this Gemara, the Gemara qualified and brought the idea of libo gaspa. If there's a person that you have a relationship with, right? I saw in one of the Sfarim about Rav Moshe Feinstein, one of his grandchildren pointed out, like, look at this Gemara. The Gemara is saying, like, straight out that Rav Bibi was more choshed than the average person because he had a relationship with this lady. Look, even if this could be, even with great Amoraim in the Gemara, they would fall into this category. You know, you go through life and there are people that you end up having relationships with, whether it's a relative, obviously not a sibling, they grew up by you, neighbors for years, but this too, the post can say, a workplace. If you're in the same workplace over time and you're working with the same people, to those people there's a din of libo gaspa, that you're very close with those people, right? I'm not saying this defines the closeness, but person makes a simcha, at least before there are any restrictions on how many people you can invite, right? How many times do people invite their you know, their associates, people they work with? You know, they celebrate holiday parties, different things. You have a connection with people you work with. And thus, the element of libel gospel is there. So the poskim all say, remember we talked about, according to Rashi, there's room for a heter, three plus women, one man with three plus women. That would not apply to people who have libel gospel. So potentially you could have a situation, I'm standing in the classroom, let's say you have a male teacher in a school, multiple women. Let's say, we'll make it simple, multiple girls. I'll be an Isser Yichud. It's multiple people. The Libel Gospel, you work together. So that will be challenging. On top of that, we said, oh, if she's a married woman, buy a little ear. Right? You have married secretaries, married associates. Right? So Baal Be'er is a heter. If it's libel gospel, that's beferish, the Gemara said. Shulchan Aruch brought it. If it's libel gospel, if they have a relationship, there's no heter of Baal Be'er. Rav Yosef's wife did not have that heter, because it was libel gospel with Rav Yosef. They had this relationship. Doesn't work. So you don't have three plus women. It's not a heter. Normally, I told you, Rav Moshe's machba anyway. But even where there potentially is room for circumstances to be makel, that does not apply where it's a workplace where you normally work with these people. You also would not have the heter of Baal Be'er. That's Beferish the Gemara. Baal Be'er does not apply where it's libel gospel. Strike two. What about Pesach Pesuach Lishus Harabim? You keep the doors of the office open. What about that? So there are poskim that say it's not as clear in the Gemara, it's not as clear in the Shulchan Aruch, at least in the Mechaber and Ramah. But there are poskim. It's a Beis Shmuel halacha. It's Rabbi Akiva Eger. It's a known of Yehuda. That the heter of Pesach Pesuach Lishus Harabim does not work with someone who's libel gospel. So unlocking the door, just having it open, that does not work for a workplace situation, according to some poskim. Strike three. So what are you supposed to do? The new normal. I'm in a workplace, and I'm a man, and there's a couple women here. There's multiple women here. There's no other men. What should I do? Now, Ishto Misham Rasa, that we did mention before, might be a heter. The fact that a wife, but that would need for the wife to be around. You know, I was going through this halacha with somebody, and he says, oh, is that the reason why so many doctors have their wife working in practice, doing secretarial work or something around the practice? Yeah, it's not just convenience. Your wife is trustworthy and it's good. No, there's halachic issues. There's still Misham Rasa. So that might be a heter. But even without that, Baal Be'er, there are poskim, Tataz, I saw the Stipler was Makel, the Chafetz Chaim in a sefer that he wrote for soldiers, Nidchei Yisrael, over there are also Makel, and they would allow Baal Be'er, even in a Pesach Pesuach Lishus Harabim, even in a situation of, libel gospel at a workplace. So that already is a couple of heterim. I was asked to finish a couple minutes early. So I won't have time to fully go through it. You know, people talk about nowadays, do you physically need to have the door open or unlocked? Why can't you just use a camera? Look, there are cameras in many classrooms, many office spaces. Why can't you use a camera? Isn't it also passive Masorach L'Shutz HaRabim? People debate it. Yosha supposedly said it does not count, and especially if it's not being monitored. If it is being monitored, maybe that is similar. Folks can talk about. I saw Rabbi Sharfman, I found, talked about the share. There is a heter, which I saw Rabbi Moshe brings. Interesting story. If Schneer Cutler's son, I believe he works in the office of Lakewood, Isser Zalman Cutler, once had a situation where he was watching over an older person, older lady, together with a friend of his. But the friend had to go to Davin early in the morning. So the question was, he's going to be alone with this lady. So it was first, Hakta, why couldn't you get girls to stay with her? And just said it wasn't shaykh. So Rav Moshe said, if you give the key to somebody else and invite them that they should come whenever they have a chance, in this case it was even going to be 5:30 in the morning, who's going to get up that early? But assuming you would have someone to do that, so then that would be okay. So in the business scenario, you could also potentially give the key over to someone that says, please come by the office. If someone could be Yotzi V'Nichna, someone could just drop in any time. That's better, better than Pesach Pesach of L'Shutz HaRabim, and even the situation of Libo Gospel, that would be Mutter. So what hopefully emerges from today's share is some degree of clarity in this din of the Isser Yichud, of the halachas of social distancing, and the importance of being aware of the situation, the scenario, what unfolds, things could change at the moment. And Yichud Shailas are Shailas that Rabbanim get last minute, people are stuck. These things come up, they are very important. And we see two of the big Heterim, Baila Be'ir, for sure, and Pesach Pesach potentially, is limited, that is not applying a case of Libo Gaspo, which would be a workplace scenario. And therefore, one has to figure out, one has to discuss with the Posek, what to do in these tricky circumstances. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Wish you all a wonderful, wonderful week.